1 Corinthians 11, verse 23, the Apostle Paul said, "For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he brake it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And after the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes.'" Praise the Lord. Let's hold in our hands that wafer that represents Jesus' broken body. Lord, we break this wafer as your body was broken. Lord, it was by your broken body and by your stripes that we're healed. God, not just physical healing, but total healing. Our mind, our will, our emotions, our spirits are made whole through you today, God. Lord, I ask you to bless this bread right now in Jesus' name to the nourishing of our body, and may the reality of everything that Jesus has bought and paid for through his sacrifice on Calvary come to us in abundance. We receive it now in Jesus' name. Let's partake of the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, we hold in our hands this cup that represents your shed blood that you poured out on Calvary. And your blood is on the mercy seat in heaven, not crying for judgment, but crying for mercy, because you paid the price for our sins. We put faith in your blood, in that forgiveness, that we're cleansed and covered in your precious blood, Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless this cup, make it nourishment to our bodies. May the fullness of the new covenant be manifested in our lives. We ask it in Jesus' name. Let's partake of the cup together. Hallelujah. Just worship him. Thank you for the sacrifice that he gave that we might have eternal life. Thank you for it, Lord. Right now, according to God's word, we receive all forgiveness of sin. Just let God cleanse you. Let him cleanse you. Don't let the devil hold the past over your head. Don't let him hang the past over your head and say you'll never make it. Paul said, "I forget that which is behind." So this morning, praise God, the things that we laid at this altar, we leave them there. We leave them there. God, I can't change the past. I can't change the bad decisions I made in the past, but I can receive your grace, your mercy, and your forgiveness, and your cleansing. And I receive that this morning, Lord. And now by faith, we press for the mark of the prize of the high call of God that is in Christ Jesus. That is our goal, to know you, Lord Jesus, and the power of your resurrection, the fellowship of your sufferings, made conformable unto your death, that we may one day attain to the resurrection of the dead. Hallelujah. 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 Just love on him a minute. Just give him praise, give him glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, this morning, we pick up our callings fresh and new. We stir ourselves back up. We stir ourselves up. Now we will finish this race in the perfect will of God. That we will wear that crown of righteousness. One day in heaven we will cast him before your feet, our great God and our Redeemer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, let's just keep praying for a minute, church. Your God is able to keep you from falling. Your God is able to present you faultless at his coming. Your God is taking you as his personal child And he's going to walk with you, cry with you if need be, strengthen you, take you all the way across that glorious finish line. Hallelujah. 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 I am loved by God. He is my God. I'm his child. I will serve you. I will praise you faithfully all the days of my life. I live under the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nothing can take me and separate me from your love today, God. Hallelujah. And I praise you, and I make a decision to follow you all the days of my life. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not saying nobody did, but it's good to refocus, isn't it?
Yes.
It's good to put the priorities where they belong. Praise the Lord. Receive God's grace. Walk in his goodness. Praise God. See you Wednesday. Praise God. God bless you.